Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 283 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Major Super Abilities section, and we're over the hump now. We're over halfway through the alphabet, onto Negate Super Abilities / Powers. This is another one of those powers, along with something like Intangibility, where you're going to immediately understand what I'm talking about. There's an intuitive sense of it. Negate Superpowers. Okay, so you mean that you can cancel other people's superpowers so they don't work? Like one of those anti-mutant collars they use in Genosha? Yes, exactly. One would think. That is indeed the effect, at least the intended effect, of Negate Super Abilities / Powers. However, the author couldn't just let it lie at that. No, the author, truly a comic book fan, if nothing else, truly a type specimen of the fanboy, felt the need to rationalize how this silly comic book power works. And that was his downfall. Quote, "The negation attack is a powerful psionic-type biomanipulation bombardment that confuses and blocks the part of the brain that control the super abilities, effectively making them temporarily inert." So, it's not enough just that you can cancel superpowers, because how the fuck do superpowers even work in the first place? Nobody knows. It's a mystery. This guy's got a mysterious power to cancel that other mystery, so fair enough. Scientists were already batting zero on this whole topic, and they're still not on the board. Instead, we have a pseudoscientific rationale. Well, you see, it's a psionic-type biomanipulation bombardment. And it gets into the part of your brain, you know, that part of your brain responsible for activating your impossible abilities, that particular part of the brain, the impossible gland that activates your impossible powers. Well, that part, as it turns out, is vulnerable to a very specific psionic attack that makes you forget how to use your powers so that they become functionally inert. With this amazing mastery of amnesia, already pretty impressive when you think about, you know, negating somebody's ability to turn into fire, negating somebody's ability to fire lightning bolts because they forgot how to fire lightning bolts. You can also do many other things. You can make someone forget how to be charming if they've got extraordinary mental affinity, if they've got extraordinary physical beauty, if they're rocking like an ultraviolet on the fuckability spectrum. You can make them forget how to be pretty by negating that gland in the brain. Likewise, if they have extraordinary physical strength, all you got to do, get up in that gland, make them forget how to be strong. They can't lift shit. And that's only the beginning. If you're up against somebody with winged flight, you can make them forget how to have wings. And by the way, yes, this does work on mutant animals who opted to buy their wings as a superpower. So fuck you, mutant animals. Fuck you, greedy bird people who tried to cheat the system and buy your wings as a superpower. If you had settled for regular bird wings and paid the BioE for it, we wouldn't be having this talk. But you made your wings a superpower. That connects them to the impossible gland, which means when that thing gets blocked, you forget how to have wings. I mean, the list goes on and on. You can make people forget how to be immune to fire, forget how to be invulnerable. If you're bulletproof, but your impossible gland gets fucked with, you get riddled with bullets, holes all over your body, bleeding all over the ground, and you're like, oh, fuck, I know this. It's right on the tip of my tongue. How do I? Just yesterday, I was being invulnerable to bullets, but now it's like, you know, what did I have for lunch yesterday? And I don't even have the slightest clue. It's so annoying. Blam, 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 blam. Sometimes it's hard to imagine what this even looks like. This power is so amazing. I mean, consider the case of someone who's got multiple limbs. Someone who has four arms, because they have the multiple limbs power. You zap them with negate super abilities, they forget how to have four arms. All that flesh and blood and muscle and bone is still just hanging there, but I don't know. I don't know what happens. Do they just go limp? Which arms do you lose? Let's say that you've got like a quadrilateral symmetry going on. You've got like a tube body and you got four arms coming out of each side. Which two are connected to the impossible gland, would you say? I mean, this could even be deadly. Imagine if you run into somebody with underwater abilities, underwater, in your scuba suit, and you give them a pseudo-psionic zap to the impossible gland, they could forget how to breathe water. They, a water-breathing individual, could fucking die, could drown, because they forgot how to breathe water because of you. It's just total nonsense. It's even more noticeable because of the other power on this page, multiple lives, which is where you have sort of like nine lives, like a cat. It's not exactly nine, of course. It's a random roll because it's Palladium. But you've got 8 plus 1d4 lives. And when you die, not just when you're mortally wounded, but when you are dead, your spirit leaves your body and goes up to 100 miles and like basically forms a new you out of ectoplasm that becomes flesh and creates a perfect new incarnation of your body. After your death, after you are a deceased superhero, unless, I guess, somebody made you forget how to rise from the dead with their psionic bombardment, and then when you die, your soul just like comically shrugs and then vanishes into the afterlife. So in summary, amnesia is a hell of a drug. It can make you forget how to be bulletproof, forget how to be fireproof, make a fish forget how to breathe water and drown, and even make a soul forget how to reincarnate after leaving its physical form. It can even make you forget to have the wings that you were born with if you were like a mutant who's had wings from birth. Unless you're an alien whose species naturally has wings, then it doesn't work. Because as we all know, if you naturally have wings, that's not a superpower. Or if you naturally have telekinesis, or if you naturally shoot laser beams out of your eyes, or if you naturally have the ability to pull specific superpowers from well-cut, high-quality gemstones, you know, just as a basic biological fact, then that's off-limits, not connected to the impossible gland, therefore not negatable. But if you were born with four legs, sorry, buddy, two of those legs just got negated. You forgot how to have them. Such is the power of the mind. And obviously, that's the dumbest thing here. I mean, it would have been easy enough just to say, wings are a superpower. So if you get hit with negate superpowers, the wings just disappear. You don't have them anymore. Because this power negates superpowers. The only thing that makes this more nonsensical than baseline comic book nonsense is the attempted pseudoscientific explanation about bombarding the brain. As usual with cases to rationalize aspects of superpowers, the cure is dumber than the disease. Just let superpowers be superpowers. Speaking of which, join me next time for a superpower that should certainly not have been permitted to be a superpower on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.